As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
I was contemplating this the other day, and I was thinking about like my dad's generation, and you know, with the Guardians playing the Yankees, Guardians, Indians, whatever you want to call them, the generation before me, and my generation too, I think for some part of it, but when they went to the AL Central, I think it just got rid of all of that hatred I may have had for the Yankees. Like, I don't really care. Like, we don't play the Yankees enough times to make me think, oh man, they're our rival. I and maybe this is blasphemy, I don't know. But for me, like, we play these AL Central teams all the time. And sometimes there was a point where I thought the Twins were the Guardians' big rival. And then there have been times when I thought the Tigers would be the big rival, especially when you've played thousands of games against the Tigers and it's separated by like one or two overall. It's pretty amazing when you look at it from that perspective. So as much as I love watching the Guardians, or in the past the Indians, beat the Yankees, I don't sit around and go, I hate the Yankees. Like, I can watch them. I think Aaron Judge is a very likable guy. Have they had guys in the past that I didn't like? Yeah, for sure. But I don't have this major hatred for the Yankees. What say you?
I never have. I understand why fans did. I don't think it's the same as it used to be. To me, Andy, the rivalry with the Yankees dates back to a time, especially in the 50s, mm-hmm. where the Yankees were always finishing first and the Indians were finishing second.
Yep.
I mean, they kept the Indians from making the postseason so many times, it's ridiculous. And then that carried over into the 60s. The Yankees weren't very good, you know, in for a good stretch there. But it was that whole idea of New York, big market, big money, blah, 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 blah. And folks, you know, before us, who hated the Yankees because they kept the Indians out of the playoffs. To me, everything changed when baseball realigned and the Indians pushed to be in a different division outside of the American League East. You know, I remember when that happened, the business side of the Indians said, "Ooh, we got to be in the American League East," because of Boston and New right. York and rivalries that existed. And the baseball people said, "Ooh, wait a minute. We can compete against other teams that might not be, you know, as historically good and well-funded." And the baseball people were happier because that turned out to be the American League Central. That's where they went. To me, it killed some really good rivalries. It's still a little bit with the Red Sox, still a little bit with the Yankees. But I also don't think any great rival has developed for the Guardians or Indians after the American League Central move. So to me, they're a team who the rival is whoever is trying to chase them or whoever they're trying to chase to win the American League Central.
It's weird to think, like you were talking about the 50s. So in 54, when, and by the way, this makes me absolutely ill if you look up the standings for 54, it'll tell you the Guardians won the American League by 8 games. Does that not make you ill? It's upsetting to me. I don't know why. But and they won by 8 games over the Yankees.
Yeah.
But there were only 16 teams in Major League Baseball at that point. To think about that. And so that's why you had that, you know, you had to play the Yankees all the time. And by the way, you're not playing the National League there either. So you're playing the same teams over and over and over again. And those days just don't exist anymore. So I think it totally sucked the life out of any kind of rivalry you would have against the Yankees. And that generationally, even though the Guards play them tonight, like, yeah, I don't have that feeling. You know, yes, there's the competitiveness of the 90s. For the Guardians against the Yankees when they would meet up in the playoffs and you would see and maybe that's where you would get it. And I was reading yesterday, I was just reading a sports rivalry list. And they said the number one rivalry in all of sports is, guess?
Ohio State, Michigan.
Red Sox, Yankees.
Oh.
And then the second one
in all of sports?
In all of sports. And then they said the second best rivalry was Ohio State, Michigan.
Okay.
You know, and then all the other great rivalries that you can think of are in the top 10 there. There's like no question about any of those. You'd be like, oh, yeah, that's a great rivalry. Yeah, that's a great rivalry. That's, you know. So, you look at it and then you're like, and by the way, we don't, like, Cleveland doesn't have a great rival against any one team.
In baseball, I think that's absolutely true. I don't sense a great rivalry for the Guardians in period.
I don't either.
However, think of the other teams in town. Cavs have no great rival anymore either. I don't think, like, do you?
Well,
for years it was the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah.
But that was an era of some time ago.
Yeah.
That was the late 80s, early 90s when Michael Jordan was pulling the Yankees and keeping the Cavs from advancing in the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, it was the same scenario, just a different team. It was a huge rivalry against the Chicago Bulls. Huge. And that's gone bye-bye because Jordan's not there. It was a pretty big rivalry against the Detroit Pistons. I think that's gone bye-bye.
I think LeBron ended that.
The bad boy Pistons are gone.
Yeah, but don't you think LeBron ended? When the Cavs finally got by the Pistons.
I think it was still a rivalry. Just because you beat them once doesn't mean it's the end of a rivalry.
Yeah, but that kind of felt like.
Those players went bye-bye in the Pistons organization. Dropped like crazy.
And didn't it? But to me, like, I go back to the game where what they beat the Pistons end up going to their first ever NBA finals against
the 2007.
Yeah, against San Antonio. And to me, that was like a major breakthrough for the organization.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable situation.
Major. And so to watch that, I could see that. You know, if the Cavs played the Warriors more than twice a year during the regular season, maybe, perhaps, you could say that? Is that a great NBA Finals?
To me, it was a timely rivalry because it was the great run of the Warriors against the great run of the Cavs with 4 straight trips to the finals, you know, going against each other.
But not a lifetime.
No, not at all. I don't think so. Like, if the Warriors come to town right now, is anybody all fired up? Got to beat the Warriors. I don't think so. I don't think so.
They would probably be more fired up to beat the Knicks, don't you think?
Cavs?
Yeah, fans.
I don't think there's
the Pacers be that next great rivalry?
I don't think so. I just don't think there's a huge rivalry for the Cavs right now. If they end up in the Eastern Conference Finals against fill in the blank 2 of the next 3 years or something like that, you know, whatever, maybe that becomes a rivalry. I think there's only one team in town with great rivals, and that team plays football.
Yeah.
And that team has 3 really good rivals. And that's the makeup of the NFL because of the number of games they play against divisional opponents. Plus, geography has something to do with it.
And
team getting ripped out of our town and taken to another has something to do with it.
Well, you've got historical ties to 2 of the 3 teams.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say that too.
I think the Browns have 3 rivals that are bigger than either the Guardians or the Cavs have at all. 3 bigger rivals.
I'll buy it. And you could look at it in every different direction. Like, you think about how, you know, back in the day, the Browns used to crush the Steelers. Then they're, you know, every year that the Browns couldn't win at Three Rivers, when the Browns couldn't win in Pittsburgh, that rivalry just got amped up even more. And then finally, Bernie had the breakthrough on that. And so, you know, you were able to still feel that rivalry with the Steelers. And I like the Steelers rivalry, I think, better than the Ravens rivalry, better than the Bengals rivalry. But I don't know if I'm the Steelers. If I look at the Browns as my rival, I probably still look at Baltimore as my rival if I'm the Steelers, because that rivalry born here, you know, flew the coop and went to Baltimore, and that stayed consistent while the Browns were sitting it out. And so if I lived in Pittsburgh, I would probably think the Ravens were my biggest rival. Well, we sit here and say, okay, I get it. And in Cincinnati, I think Cincinnati's...
I think people in Pittsburgh would tell you that the Ravens are their biggest rival.
Yeah, I would think so too.
Yeah, and that's a competitive situation.
I still feel like the Bengals look at the Browns as a rival, though.
I think that's absolutely true.
Yeah, no, not just as a rival, but maybe their biggest rival. I could be dead wrong on this. But because of the Paul Brown link, no matter whether it was the old Browns or new Browns, that tie will always have these two franchises just locked head-to-head.
Well, and there's a State of Ohio thing in that.
Yeah.
Because they play each other twice a year, as opposed to, say, the Reds, you know, with the Guardians. There's no rivalry there.
It doesn't feel right.
Well, what does it take to build a rivalry?
Well, I think the part of it is the consistency that the NFL gives you that the other leagues, they kind of do, but they kind of don't. So
you're going to see those teams twice a year.
And you know it, and you're going to go home and away. You get it all the time.
And it has to be competitive.
Right. That's the main word.
And so you combine the NFL schedule with the divisional structure with the competitiveness of those teams. And the Browns have competed well against the division rivals in recent years. And I think that is a rivalry.
Yeah, there needs to be a back and forth that's involved. And I think that's part of what gets in the way. Like, I hate the Yankees.
Okay,
I can't stand them.
Look at Ohio State, Michigan, how both teams have gone on tears.
But that has nothing to do with you being a Guardians fan.
But there has to be a back and forth that makes it a quote-unquote rivalry, not just straight hatred.
Even if one team dominates the rivalry continues, because the team that's not winning, I think, makes the rivalry then bigger. Well, the team that wins consistently and says, yeah, I know these guys are our rivals, but I'm not really worried about them, that's a different story.
So then I know I'm asking about feelings here, which is always a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
The Yankees have knocked the Guardians out of the playoffs the last three times they've made the playoffs, and four out of the last five. Don't you think that
would build
something?
Does that keep you up at night?
I mean, they're the perpetual roadblock for this Guardian team. You'd think that would build some kind of a rivalry. You'd think that would build some kind of a hatred, because here's this team that seems to always be in the way of your success and your end goal.
You buying that?
No, I don't feel it anymore. Do you? If it's the Red Sox there, it's the same feeling for me.
Yeah, I don't know that I feel... I felt it a lot more, I think, when I was younger and I was a kid, because I had my dad breathing down my neck, hate the Yankees, you got to hate the Yankees, we don't want anything to do with the Yankees, they're the worst. Oh, man, all they do is buy their players, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, I don't like the Yankees. Like, I think he got mad at me when I watched the movie 61. He's like, I don't care about Maris. Well, what do I care?
Former Indian.
Gehrig, who cares about him? Well, yeah, I mean, I feel bad about everything, but I don't care. So... I don't know. I just kind of look at that, and I wonder if that's my Yankees hatred. So, all right, let's come back. Let's talk a little bit about the Yankees when we come back here, and your thoughts on the rivalry, and then what Jeff and I were talking to, again, like who is the biggest rival for any of the sports teams here in Northeast Ohio. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A little conversation, especially with the Guardians getting set to take on the Yankees tonight and like having that evil empire feeling against them, but knowing, as Dan said, that you know they have blocked the way for the Guardians, Indians, in the last couple playoffs that they played against them, and there's a hatred there. And do the Guardians actually have a rival, or is it just kind of a hodgepodge of teams in the AL Central? Jeff says
hodgepodge of teams in the AL Central combined with the Yankees, the Red Sox, whoever might be in your way at the moment.
Remember in the 90s, you could have said the Orioles there for a little bit too.
Orioles were really good in the 70s and then in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. So
great series against them.
Toronto never really, but I'm just trying to think of other AL East teams. But that's
I'm
not
still
the case.
Mad at Toronto because of Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins.
And what are you mad about? The fact that they're there?
I don't know.
Right, I'm glad you're still mad at them. Jeff is in University Heights. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning,
Jeff. Morning.
I'm usually in denial of my age, but my birth certificate says that if I do see next year, I'll be 50 plus 20. That being said, I grew up.
Way to go, Jeff.
Yeah. I wish it was 50 minus 20. But anywho, I grew up during that era where, you know, we hated the Yankees. But for me, the team I hate more than any team in baseball are the Dodgers because of everybody talking about how great they are. Yeah, they went and bought an all-star team, so you didn't develop those guys. But I can't stand anything Boston. And the reason why I hate Boston teams so much, the Red Sox, the Patriots, the Celtics, and even though I'm not a big hockey fan, when the Bruins get eliminated from the playoffs or don't make the playoffs, I like that, is because of, rest in peace, because of the Bostonian. He just got me to the point where I hate Boston. So the only time I ever root for the Yankees is when they play the Red Sox or the occasional time they play the Dodgers. But that's for me. And, of course, being an Ohio State alum, you already know what my greatest rival is. The Browns so much. I don't have the fervor that I used to have for the NFL ever since the robber barons that run the NFL allowed Modell to move this franchise. The NFL went to fourth on my list behind NBA 1, MLB 2, college football 3, and then the NFL. So I don't have the fervor for it, but I obviously hate the Steelers more so because of the fact of all the people that were born and raised in Northeast Ohio that are Steeler fans because they're a bunch of front runners. So
the ones that flip, the ones that have been Steelers fans, or the ones that flipped when the team moved?
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
I have a special place for those fans that flipped.
You know, Andy, but prior to the move, there were people that were born and raised here that rooted for the Steelers. And then, you know, and since the Browns have come back, even though the real Browns are in Baltimore, you still have that group and those who flipped and still are. So anytime the Steelers lose is good because I like seeing them walk around Cleveland with long faces.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Have a good day, my friend. Thank you.
You also.
Jeff at the University of Heights. Let's make a quick trip down, Route 8. Let's go talk to Bob in Akron. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I grew up in the 50s. So I hate the Yankees, hated the Yankees. And, of course, the one good thing about it was those Yankees team, they're all in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But the best year they ever had, they won 108 games and finished three games back of the Indians because we won 111. Then, of course, Willie Mays happened and destroyed the dream. But now I can't think of anybody who's a real rival. Now, for the Browns, I do have this one kind of sinking feeling sometimes. I have a feeling that Will Howard is going to wind up starting for the Steelers, ooh, and he's going to do to us what Roethlisberger did for 10 years. Because I think the Steelers got the steal of the draft, and I think we may wind up paying for it.
Or it could flip and maybe be the other way around. I think Browns fans would, love it. Yeah, could you imagine Pickett coming here and then beating up on the Steelers? How do you think they'd feel? That would be sweet. I would take that. I could live with it. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
So those guys who grew up in the 50s?
Yeah, no, I get it.
When they were kids, the Yankees were the roadblock.
Are we the lost generation then for them against the Yankees?
No, the Yankees stunk in the 60s too for a good portion of the 60s.
No, but what I'm saying is I don't have the same hatred that my dad did. My dad, despised the Yankees. You couldn't breathe a good word about a Yankee player ever.
Well, that's exactly why, because they dominated in an era where the Indians were actually really good.
Oh, and then it just got buried in my head about Chambliss and Nettles and how could that happen? And how did we, how did that, and then Oscar Gamble went there and had to get a haircut.
We got Steve Klein.
That is true. We got Fred Bean.
Got Freddie Bean.
Yeah. Kevin's Chicago Falls. Hey, Kev.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
We are good.
Yeah, I hate to pile on the antiquated theme, but I do think that's what it is. And really, it's what Major League Baseball wanted. I mean, really pre-1994, before realignment, we were playing the Yankees 15 to 19 times a season. Now, even now, our own interdivisional teams, we're only playing them 13 times a year, which really isn't that much. So
still
how
better
do you
than 17,
rivalry?
Man. Watching us play the Royals 17 times a year was too much. It was
right,
too much.
Right. But still, with that limited number of games against each team, how do you really build up that rivalry? And in our season, even in the recent years, it never came down to the end of the season. September, we weren't chomping on our nails saying, oh, if we'll only beat the Yankees, we can make it into the playoffs. Those days just don't exist anymore. So I think you're pre-94, I think, that probably could have been said, and that rivalry is probably stronger. But after the realignment, and we're not in the same division as them anymore, I don't see it. I don't see it as a huge rivalry. Yeah, right.
I thought Dan brought up a good point about the Yankees, blocking the path for us to get, a World Series championship coming, because New York was able to just stop it, and that's, how much fun was that? None, right?
Well, right. That sucked, obviously. We all hated it. But we still made the playoffs. Not like they stopped us from the playoffs. To me, I think when we had rivalries was that, into September, can we make it? We have to get this team to get in there. To me, that's what really builds the rivalry. And frankly, baseball doesn't really want it that way anymore. So it's by design that, that's just the way the league and the games are set up anymore. So,
all right. Kev, thank you. Appreciate it. Good phone call.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, so tonight, Guardians first of three against the Yankees, and keeping, this trend of having to play really tough teams, because you just came off both of the Los Angeles teams, although the Dodgers better clearly than the Angels, and so you pick up sometimes you end up, it was weird, remember we would get those, before they changed the scheduling, you'd end up with New York four times, they used to play the Yankees in four-game series all the time. So now you've got New York, you've got Houston, and then you've got the Reds coming here for, the all-important Battle of Ohio, which is, just a gigantic rivalry when we talk about rivalries. And I know maybe some people think, Reds-Guardians is bigger than Ohio State-Michigan. I would argue the other way. I just don't see that.
Do you think...
Just kidding.
To give a little twist to this.
Yeah.
Do you think interleague play has worked the way that Major League Baseball thought it might work?
No.
I don't either. And I don't dislike interleague play. But I think they thought it might just get things all fired up and open up.
It did in the beginning.
Yeah.
It did in the beginning because everything was so new. You were like, wow, look at this. The Indians are playing the Dodgers and the Padres.
I enjoy seeing some of the other teams.
The Giants. What?
But I don't think it's had the same impact that maybe Major League Baseball intended it to have. I also don't think you should go back to not having interleague play.
No, but I would think that it
doesn't seem to be that big of a deal.
If just playing American League teams feels like they'd be going backwards.
Yeah.
And maybe just, you know, once they, you know, once you break the seal, I don't know, you can't put stuff back in the bottle.
Homogenizing things, you know, National League doing the DH and everything else.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Good or bad for the game as you kind of look back in retrospect?
I think it's probably better all the way around that they're playing under similar rules and that they're playing each other. But it was something different about baseball when they, you know, had kind of different rules and you didn't see.
Just didn't make sense.
You didn't see the other guys. Yeah, that was weird.
I think there's a sense of nostalgia for both of us when we talk about this too. But I could never see going back to just playing the American League.
I can't either. That's not going to ever happen. I know. And it probably shouldn't happen. But I just don't think it's been like a blockbuster move from a PR standpoint. I think it's a good move. I like interleague play.
But I
just think that Major League Baseball thought it was going to be this huge thing. And Mr. Baseball is ready to say something. Do you agree, Dan?
First, the Mr. Baseball thing hurt a little. That left a mark.
What's wrong with that?
Well, he was giving you a compliment.
That's a compliment, yeah.
It felt insulty.
It was not inside. It was right over the plate.
No, it was meant to be a fastball right down the middle.
Yeah. It felt like a backhand.
It wasn't.
Backhand.
No, I know
you're him well quite the baseball fan. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And very knowledgeable.
After 2 decades of working with him, he's telling you.
That's why I wanted to ask you.
Yeah. I love it. I loved it from the minute that they did it. I love the fact
I do too, but do you think it has had the impact that Major League Baseball intended it to have?
Yes, and this weekend is the perfect example because you had the Yankees versus the Dodgers, and you were able to put that on all of your main channels. You had that one on Fox that was the ESPN game on Sunday Night Baseball where you got a really good game. Like, that's where it pays off.
But do you think the fans feel that way? I mean, you're not a typical fan. Let's just admit that. You're not a typical fan, but I just wonder if the typical fan has the same feeling about it that you do. I think it's been terrific. And I get, you know, hey, Dodgers, Yankees, that's terrific. But I don't know if it's had the huge impact.
Well, this is going to come off poorly because baseball has become so regionalized.
So this is my point because I want to bring that up. I'm glad you brought it up. Why is baseball so much more regionalized than basketball when you kind of play, I don't want to say similar number of games, but I think number of games has something to do with it. Why?
Number of games, I think, has a lot to do with it. It's 162. It's so easy to just get honed in on your team in 162. And I think the other part of it, too, this is going to sound really antiquated, but it's the fact that we don't get our news from the box scores anymore. And I think that may have something to do with it as well, is that we're not grabbing the paper and we're not opening it up and we're not flipping over and seeing the standings on the side and reading the box scores and reading the summations of all the games of the nights previous and seeing who's playing well, who isn't playing well. Now it's just kind of, okay, on my homepage here, it said the Guards won. Okay, Jose Ramirez got 2 hits. Beautiful. All right, next.
I still look at the box score every day.
Yeah. I look
at other box scores too. I just don't.
I wonder how much that plays into it, that you're not as locked in and you don't want to see that many things, and how much of it really just is, it's 162 games. That's a commitment.
I don't. Maybe there was just more imagination to the game of baseball, too, when we were younger, because we didn't get every
game.
And
then you saw a team in the World Series, it's like, oh my gosh,
who are these guys?
That's fun.
And plus, not every game was on TV when we were young. Does that seem crazy?
Saturday afternoon game of the week was a big deal on NBC.
Yeah,
big deal.
The phone call we had just a few moments ago about the guy that hates Boston, and he kept talking about that. It was funny because I don't have that feeling for the Bruins, because I don't know if you remember this, and I think we've talked about this before, Jeff, but every once in a while when Channel 8 was, I think when they were owned by Storer, and Storer had a station in Boston too, on a Sunday afternoon, if they didn't have anything, and they had a Bruins game, they would throw it on here, that we would get to see the Bruins here every once in a while on Channel 8. Because they, you know, their affiliation. I just thought it was, or at least they did it enough times to make me remember all of that. So, all right. Next, Mary Kay Cabot. She was out at the Browns charity golf outing, the foundation, Browns Foundation golf outing yesterday. We'll get the latest from her. Mary Kay Cabot next, Baskin and Phelps.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business.
Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.